came through on company email today.
Oh no.
Okay. The business manager. So she's kind of over everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess she's taking a lot of crap from a lot of people. I don't know what's going on, but she sent out an email to everybody.
Okay.
Y'all know I couldn't sell billboards to someone who is already up. Some of you think you can do my job better than me. If that's the case, please come and pick up the keys to my office. I'll move on to the next chapter of my life. I bend over backwards for everyone in the office, yet the attitude I've gotten recently is less than professional and undeserved. Have a nice day.
You know what's less than professional and undeserved? That email.
To
going
everybody.
Around to everybody.
Everybody got that email today.
And she's, I love that she starts at y'all.
Yeah. Y'all, I know. Yeah. Is that not weird to send that to
everybody? I don't understand.
Everybody?
So was that directed to you?
No. I mean, it was to everybody.
It was to y'all.
Yeah. I guess everybody was on this list. And I had a conversation with her like 10 minutes before this, and I'm sitting there the whole time going, was it me? But I was being nothing but nice.
Right. I think you have to give her the advice you give me. Write the email and then don't hit send.
Right.
Just, you know, it feels good to write the email, to say it, but then just go ahead and hit delete or hit drafts, you know, just don't hit send.
Right. And when people send you an email back, you just hit delete. Don't even open it. You don't need to see it. Nothing good is in that email.
Well, my biggest issue is that when I hear emails like that coming from women that are just like, listen, y'all, you know, and just kind of letting everyone have it.
Right.
I always hear that women are too emotional in business. And that's kind of an example of what people are talking about. I feel like that does a disservice to the rest of us ladies
mm-hmm.
when somebody kind of airs their public launch. Like, that's the kind of email you send to a bunch of friends who didn't invite you for brunch when you were sitting around waiting to hear from them. Like, y'all, we all said we were having brunch on Sunday and I was all dressed up and no one let me know where and when. I'm sick of being treated like this. Get yourself some new friends. Like, that's the email
right.
that you send to your friends. You do not send a business email around with that level of venom and expect to keep your job.
Right, because you put everybody on the list. Everybody in that building got that email.
Yeah, but so. When you put everyone on blast, you're the one who's on blast. Like, you're the one that all comes back on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just weird.
Wow, that is weird.
and you know who I think she's mad at? I think she's mad at the girl that's sleeping with the boss.
Well, everyone's mad at the girl who's sleeping with the boss because she's sleeping with the boss.
See? So everybody's mad at her.
Yeah, she gets treated special, and she doesn't have to be nice to y'all.
I love that that's the only thing that stood out to you on that was y'all.
Well, it's a weird way to start a business email. You must admit that.
Not in the South. In the South, it's just, it's weird if you don't start it like that.
I'm surprised she didn't end it with, and bless your hearts.
Yeah. And pretty much she did. She said, have a nice day. So that's about that's the same. That, yeah, have a nice day. And didn't even sign it.
Oh, have a nice day without signing it? Yeah, she gave you the finger.
Yeah, that's a screw you.
Yeah, but that's the problem. If you didn't deserve that email, you shouldn't have to read that. You shouldn't have to spend your day wondering, is that for me? It's passive aggressive,
right?
First of all. And second of all, it's passive aggressive in a business environment. And there's a bunch of people like you who do their jobs really well who don't deserve an email like that.
Right.
Like, the next email from her to you should be, y'all, I'm sorry, y'all.
Or she could have just sent me an instant message on my computer and said that wasn't directed at you. I was directing it at somebody else or something. But I'm sitting there the whole day going, what'd I do to piss her off? Because I never know what I do to piss women off. They just get pissed off. So half the time...
You do things to piss women off all day long.
Well,
we don't just get pissed off.
Well, I know you do, but I don't know what I did to do that. I just end up just pissing them off. you know, some of them don't like it when you call them broads. So they get upset with you. And I don't know. So I don't mean anything against it. I just, you know, you broads, just get out of my way.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's why we're mad at you. You seem to be very, very self-aware.
Oh, see now I got to think back in my head. Did I call her a broad today? Or did I call her something else? I don't know.
Yeah, but see, that's the kind of thing that if they got a hold of.
She's the HR director.
No!
She is the HR director.
Oh, my God. If there is a millennial in your office, they are triggered right now. They are going over her head. They're finding somebody else in HR. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
She is HR. If I had a problem, she's the one I go to for HR.
You should go to her and say, I got this email yesterday from another employee and it makes me, I'm very uncomfortable.
Should we have a meeting? Yeah.
I need to have a meeting. I'm triggered.
Yeah. She's the one who was on top of me the whole time going, do your HR thing. Do your HR thing. She's, you know, maybe I should make her take it. Oh, so passive aggressive. Everybody just crazy nowadays.
Yeah. I love when it's people in HR who don't follow any of the HR rules.
I should have just sent back to everybody. Karen, chill. Chill, Karen.
That is what you should have sent back.
Chill, Karen. Everybody would have laughed.